How you doing today, sir?
Doing awesome, my man.
You got a card.
Yeah.
You might want to give me a gospel card. Yeah, we travel all over the country and we preach Christ crucified. And we call people out of the world and we got to call them out of the church.
We're all stuck in the world.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, the culture is set for the wrath of God. But one of the things that most people, like I'm looking at one across the street, most people aren't aware of is that the churches are also part of the big problem, and the wrath of God is coming for...
So we're at Veritas Church in Cedar Rapids. That's where I live. It's a Baptist church.
Uh-huh.
And we do not talk about easy subjects.
Yeah.
They're hard subjects to talk about.
Yeah. What does that mean? Hard subjects.
Sin.
Okay.
Yeah. Sin.
Well, yeah, the Bible talks about sin.
Yeah, there's a lot of sin, and we can't just sit here and think that what we're doing is okay. We have to take our sins so seriously.
Yeah. On our website, don'tperish.com, there's the gospel, which is most important, that we preach Christ crucified and his death, burial, and resurrection.
He died.
Yeah, and he rose again. But the Bible, see, this is where most people fall short. We teach that, and everybody says, yeah, amen. But then the very first words that Jesus said in his ministry were repent. And this is where most American Christians go, yeah, I believe in Jesus, but when it comes to repentance and turning your mind from the world and your ways to God's ways.
How often do you repent? Every flipping hour.
Yeah, we got to turn and we got to repent.
Every hour you repent.
And we got to walk.
Every 10 minutes you repent.
And if God sees a willing vessel that's willing to come out of the culture, come out of the false church systems, come out of their flesh and leave those things behind and strive against them, God sees a willing vessel. The Bible says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him in Acts 5. And then you get new life. You're born again. We came out of the world. We were drunks and partiers. We were drunks and partiers. And the fruit that you're born again is not water baptism, though we teach it. It's not church attendance, which gathering with other true godly saints is good. I don't know where that's
happening.
Yeah, I don't know where that's happening in America biblically, but I don't see it anywhere. But the fruit is holiness and obedience, following Christ.
Peace, patience, kindness, gentleness.
Yeah.
That's, self-control.
That's Galatians 5. And then Ephesians 5:9. The fruits of the Spirit are goodness, truth, and righteousness.
I'm going through Ephesians right now on my Saturday morning Bible study.
This is where a lot of people fall short, because I was telling, I was just witnessing some Mennonite people in another town. A lot of people like John 14:6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. They love the way because they want to go to heaven and avoid hell. And they love life because they want eternal life. But there's that little thing in the middle that says truth. And I noticed that people in America that claim Christ, I know a small handful of people that actually take the truth serious. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. That they take the truth serious and they actually follow it and lose their life and strip it down. That's the fruit that you've been born of God.
You end up driving around with vehicles like this.
Well, I don't know.
Not
everybody's...
My name's Philip.
Philip, my name is Tupos. This is my wife, Amon.
Nice to meet you guys.
Not everybody's called to do what we do,
So our church, our pastor of our church, Jake Each, if you ever have a chance, look up Veritas Cedar Rapids. You're going to agree with everything they said.
Yeah?
And he
What's your pastor's name?
Jake Each.
Jake Each.
And he said, if you're at the farmer's market this weekend... You probably saw the people that had the "you're going to hell" signs. And what he said was, what are you doing? They're doing something. They're out doing something. It might be a little bit harsh, but it's the truth.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they were preaching, but the Bible is harsh. You know,
it is harsh.
Jesus actually described hell more than he ever talked about heaven.
We covered that Sunday.
Yeah,
we covered it Sunday.
Yeah. So,
nobody in the Bible talked about hell more than Jesus.
The one thing I would tell you, though, how long have you been going there?
I've been a Christian my entire life.
Yeah, but I mean, well, you're not a Christian.
January 1st, 2017.
Okay, but you're not a Christian your entire life. You have to come to Christ, don't you?
Yeah,
okay.
I came to Christ when I was in second grade.
Okay.
That's when I prayed to accept Christ.
Okay, well.
Did I put my trust in him then?
Yeah, well, you think you were born again then?
Or then?
Then. At age what, 10, 9, did you even know? Did you even know all? I doubt. At 7.
I've grown up praying.
Yeah. Well, a child can know about God, but to be born again, it's an adult thing. It's an age of accountability.
Yeah.
And so you have to come to a place where, as an adult, you realize you've sinned before God, you're set for the wrath and destruction, what Christ did. And I believe this.
Save us from hell.
Yeah, I believe this. Ready? I think a good guideline is, people always say to me, well, how old should someone be baptized? How old can someone be before they really understand the things of God? And I like to give this, I think, is a good example. I think if you look at a person and you say, that person could understand marriage. That person could understand a husband and a wife committing to each other, coming together physically like God designed it. If they can understand a marriage union, they may be ready to start understanding things of God. 10-year-olds don't understand that. 12, 13-year-olds, they might be getting sexually active. They don't understand that.
We made the base. Just yeah, like, I have four kids.
It's got to be. They got to come to the knowledge. But what I would say, what I would share with you is, I just preached the gospel to you. Look at our 10-point test. You're talking about a Baptist church. I got to love you and tell you the truth. Jesus didn't start the Baptist church.
I know.
Man did.
Yeah.
So you're following in that name. All I know right now, I'm going to look up that church.
Man, you're going to be happy when you see it.
Yeah, but you're following. But wait, why are they named after a man's system?
Veritas?
Yeah, Baptist church.
True.
Yeah, but the Baptist faith is started by men in the 1600s.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to freak out when you see Jake Each and Veritas.
Let me ask you a question. Everything His name sounds familiar, so I'm looking forward to looking him up.
You have a Pelican Burrow.
Yeah, my wife does. Let me ask you a question. Do they keep the pagan holidays of Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter, and Resurrection Sunday?
Every holiday they have special services for. Yeah. I'm sorry, I lost my voice.
Yeah, it's okay. They honor it then.
We're here with Christmas trees and Santa Claus.
Not there.
And they're like, no.
No, but they recognize.
Good Friday is 2.5 hours of prayer.
But they recognize those holidays, right?
Yeah, they recognize them.
Okay, those aren't biblical holidays, Philip. Those aren't biblical holidays. What you writing on the card?
My email address.
Oh, you can tell you what. You email me. Save your time. You email me.
Yeah, I got to get back. I'm in town for business.
Yeah, yeah. You email me.
I posted this video on Facebook of Billy Graham last night. I'm telling you, the people that I didn't know were my Christians liked it, and I was like, praise. God.
But here, let me just say, let me go back to the Christmas.
Yeah, I gotta go in 30 seconds.
Okay. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. These are Roman Catholic holidays God didn't ordain. You guys are following false traditions. Jesus said, if you worship the traditions of men and practice traditions of men, you worship God in vain. You got to be holy and righteous.
You got to come out in
spirit and truth. And then I got to tell you, too, I got to love you. I got to tell you the truth. Billy Graham, major false teacher.
Really?
Major false teacher. Billy Graham is teaching easy belief. Wait a minute. I thought it was familiar. I've already got a testing of Veritas Church, Cedar Rapids, Jake Each. I remember this. I already have a testing of your church up.
You like him?
You email it to me. No, he's unbiblical. He's unbiblical. You email me and I'll send you this testing. The whole testing. Look at. We got the whole testing that shows you why it's unbiblical. False gospel.
Will you email it to me?
Well, what's your... Here, write his email down. He wants...
It's two L's.
Hold on.
Philip S. Klaus. Hold on. I'll spell it out for you.
Wait, she'll put it down on the thing. I'll happily email it to you.
I love it. Hold on.
Yeah, we want you to know the truth. So it's Philip...
Philip with two L's.
Two L's.
S
isn't Sam.
Klaus. C-L-O-U-S-E.
C-L-O-U-S-E.
Oh, I'm so excited to read this.
At what?
Outlook.com.
At what?
Outlook.
Outlook, yeah, where don't perish.
Outlook. Oh, I'm so excited to see this.
Yeah, because if you want the truth, if you came out of the world and a lot of people come out of drugs and porn, that's great.
This happened right now for a reason.
But you got to keep going. You got to keep going, and you got to be in spirit. You got to be in truth. Adam and Eve were put out of the kingdom, the garden, for one sin, one willful sin.
One sin.
And so... I know that your church system is keeping a bunch, and I want to send this link to you, and you can email me, and I'll talk to you about it. I'll study with you if you want, to help you to go much deeper.
What was your first name again?
Tupos.
Tupos.
Yeah, this is Zaman.
Tupos.
Yeah, T-U-P-O-S.
Is that your birth name?
No.
Or did you change it?
No, I took a new name as a Christian because I used to be James and I was a worldly drunk. And whenever I heard that name James, I remembered the worldly drunk. So my wife and I decided, because in Revelation we get new names one day, we use the example of God.
Saul and Paul.
So my wife gave me the name of Tupos because in Hebrew, in Greek, it means be an example. 1 Peter 5:8. My wife, I gave her the name
God,
Amen.
Goosebumps right now.
Amen, because in Hebrew, Amen means faithful. So, and I have a young brother that we're going to meet up in Wisconsin. He was traveling with me. We were preaching all down south all winter, where it was warmer and there's events all over. His name's Akuo. He's a hearer. Hearer. Akuo means hearer. Hearer of God's word. So, but I'd encourage you, if you're really born of God, you're testing everything. You can't keep pagan holidays. You can't keep man-made names. Ready? Here's a big one. You said you got to go. The gospel of Jesus Christ calls you out of the world.
Damn right.
Okay. These churches I see, like this one over here and yours, because I've already tested it, they keep people in and of the world. They're still in the cultural fashion and pride and makeup and jewelry and sports and politics. None of that's of Christ. You got to come out of the world.
I'm so excited to see this email.
We'll email to you in a couple minutes when I park.
Hey, I'll be in touch with you.
All right. Yeah.
But are you just coming through town?
Yeah, we're rolling through.
You're not coming back?
Well, we're always back somewhere. We circle all over the country.
You guys drive safe.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
I'll be in touch with you. I'll send you that
Praise
email.
Praise God.
Test everything.
Praise God. Thank
Make sure you're following Christ and not those religions
Peace
and the culture.
Thank All right. You, sweetheart.
Thanks for stopping. God be praised.